Nick Perry's making progress. I mean, really, from yesterday to today, he's improving. So we'll see what he's able to do in the rehab with the trainers and the medical staff, and we'll have more information tomorrow. But he's getting better.
Mike, where do you think his development is? Because the last 2 years, every time it seemed like he was really gaining some momentum, he would have an injury. And now I know he only missed one game this time, but I would kind of worry about that.
Well, I mean, every year is different. I mean, every player goes through injuries, and every injury is different. I mean, you have to treat it that way. I mean, this specific injury is something that he's working through. I know he's pushing to get on the field. I know he wants to play. So we'll see how it goes. But he's had some tough luck the last 2 years, and this has been his best year so far. And if we can get through this one here, you know, we'll see where it goes.
I know it's kind of a two-way street here with Brady having the same strengths, but just how big of an asset is it to have Rodgers at quarterback and the ability to have the kind of the last say, so to speak, against what the defense is trying to do to you?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
I guess, you know, if it's a chess match at the line of scrimmage with the offense and defense, I guess how big of a deal is it to have a guy like Rodgers who can get you into the best play before they get a chance to adjust to that?
Well, no, I agree with whatever you're saying. I mean, it's definitely an advantage, and it's the reason why we operate the way we do, and Aaron's great at it. So, you know, every game's a different challenge. They'll definitely pose challenges to us that, you know, we probably haven't seen on film yet, and that's why you play the game.
Like, why has Jared Bush been able to do what he's done for so many years, do you think?
Jared Bush, he takes great care of himself. I mean, he's always working. I mean, he's as a old school type professional that you just really appreciate. I mean, tough as nails. Loves what he does year round. I mean, he's here all the time. He puts in all the extra time. You know, and one of my favorite of many memories is, you know, the first time we went with the stay program on Friday, walking down the hall, and you know, so everybody goes through their treatments and so forth, and then he puts on a weight jacket to go out and run the steps at Lambeau Field. So, I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is. So he has a tremendous work ethic.
Mike, I know you've always said that you're a competitor. You like to get the juices flowing when you're a play caller. So as an offensive-minded coach going against a defensive-minded coach, both Belichick has won three Super Bowls. Is there any heightened excitement on your end?
Well, I think, first of all, you got to look at, you know, their operation. I mean, Coach Belichick really is involved in all three phases. I think you can see that. And the history of how they perform reflects that. So I don't really look at this as much as calling plays, you know, against him this Sunday, because, you know, as I understand and just trying to be familiar with their operation, he's very much involved in all three phases.
Mike,